So all the way like 15 lines from the bottom, from the top, sorry. It's how the camera bays. The Gemara says, we said yesterday the whole story with David, that he had a choice. The Baruch Hashem gave him a choice. Should we kill you? Should we just kill you or your children? So first he said, himself. Then with the whole story with he's being chased and he almost got killed. So he said, okay, switch. Help me switch David.
You're not allowed to answer.
You have to understand what it means, killing you. I mean, does it mean literally killing you?
Well,
you just meant,
you see, man, literally.
Yeah, I'm saying.
What's also interesting is that now that he went through all this trouble already,
and still, he changed.
And now he changed.
But yeah.
It's almost like you almost already got the whole patch. And now you're giving it over to your kids, you get a double whammy. Is he supposed to die? Was that the word?
It seems like
he's going to get killed.
He's going to get killed. We're going to see now in a minute. He's going to get killed. Umanalan the Kola Zare the David. How do you know that like, the children, where do you see that the children of David got destroyed? All that. The Chsiv, like it says in Pasik, Vasalya Aim Achziyo, Asaya the mother of Achziyo, Rasakimez Bina, she saw her son died, Vatakam Vatabid, because of that, Vatakam Vatabid is called Zayam Amlacha. She went and destroyed all the children of the Malchus, all the children of David, all the Enikah of David. And some of them say that it wasn't everyone, it was just David Shlaima and his children.
Who's
Asaya? Achizio. Achizio. Yeah, what's that? You know the name of
him? He's a king. It's from David.
Right.
What is?
She went ahead and killed everyone else.
She wouldn't she kill? She killed someone else?
No, not Shlaima.
She killed
sentence.
Everyone else. She killed all the other kids in the
David's family. Uh-huh. Of Shlaima's end. So, in fact, the Gemara v'ashtaya le Yayish. Yayish was left over. There was an enikel over there, descendant. So the Gemara hasam nami ashtaya v'yasa. Because again, why was he getting punished? Because through him came out that Noivi Akayanim got, that they killed out, Shaul killed out Noivi Akayanim. But in Noivi Akayanim, in that city, Gufa of Yasa was left over. T'chsiva yimalit ben echad l'achi melech ben achita v'shmei av Yasa. So since he left over one person, Tzimela, one of his descendants, were left over.
It said that she saw her son die.
Fascinating.
Yahu died?
Again, I don't know where you are.
In the beginning, she said, Pasuk.
Right.
Her own son. Yahu died.
Right.
And now she killed everyone else too?
Yes. Because she was upset. And they killed Achaziah, so she killed everyone.
Who killed Achaziah?
It was Yayav, who was it over there? Who killed Achaziah? Yayav was? Malachim Beis. Who they don't have on the bottom over there? I'm sure they're right. Who killed him?
You
no?
said it was assassinated.
Did I write who? Yayav,
Achaziah, or two other people?
Yeah.
So why did I didn't even get there. Yayav left over and said he also left over Achaziah. So we left over two people?
No, again. Ushmai Avyasa. His name was Avyasa. That's who was left over. Yayash was Ben David. Avyasa was from Noivi Akayin and was left over. Since Shaul, they didn't kill everyone, they left over a person. Now David was Eichel, that his Enikel was also, one Enikel was left over.
Asalya left over
Yayash. Why? Because by Shaul, they left over by Noivi Akayin, left over Avyasa. Not everyone got killed from David because there was someone left out. I'm Avyudamir. I'm going to mull in Ishtai Avyasa. If Avyasa wouldn't have been left over, like Melech ben Achitov, like Ishtai Messiah shall David, Pesoy the Palat, there would be no one left over from David because if he would have killed everyone, then everyone from him would have gotten killed. I'm
Avyudamir. So this sounds like they killed not just
the Enfant Sonoma. No, it means Sorry the Palat from. Shlomo was coming out the side of the palace.
I mean, if we're going on that, if we're going to there's only Shlomo, then this also means.
Yeah, that's the side of the palace. I'm a bit amirav. Bo aleim sanchei v'yasha. With how many men did he come with? Va'aboyim v'chamisha elef ish. 45,000 were b'nei malachim, children of malachim, yeshu mikroinais, sitting on chariots, shel zav, from gold, v'imon, shigloinais, v'zoinais, shigloinais is malchus, v'zoinais. In Zainas. There's 45,000 people of Bnei Malachim. Ubishmainim Aleph, 80,000 Gibayim, strong men. Levushay Shirayim, Klipa. Wearing this armor. Yeah. Ubishishim elephant 60,000. Achuze cherev. Right? Wolfir, Ratzim Lefanov, running in front of it. Vashan and the rest were Piroshim, regular soldiers. Nechem Baal Avram, and that's how many people came in Avram by the Dal of Malachim. And they came fight to Avram. Nechem Asidim Lovim, Gogamogi, and this is how they're going to come to Gogamogi. Yitz Hashem, the car. Maslita Tana. The Mishnah says, Oyech Machneu, the length of his Machne, Abba Meis Parsi, 400 Parsi. Understand what that means? Each parsa is 3 mil, is 4 mil, like 3 miles. 3 times 400 is 1,200 miles long of this was his army.
Why? It says that he had 60,000.
We're going to explain in a minute.
80,000, not that many.
Yeah, we're going to explain in a minute.
80 plus 40. 160, right?
Is it 165? But you're talking about 12,000 miles long of army.
The world is not that large.
The world is not 12,000 miles? Yeah,
certainly not one in that one distance.
The world is 24,000 miles above.
That's right. It?
How do you even have such a distance?
Every time zone is about 1,000 miles. 24,000.
That's all it is.
And this is how many miles?
Meaning there's no consecutive distance
miles.
Of 12,000
miles.
But there's no consecutive distance of 12,000 miles. Maybe in Russia.
There's land, there's water.
We're not talking about water here. They're
saying,
right. I mean, may take some water.
It doesn't mean they have to take up that much space. It means they
could have
taken up that much space.
No. And Rachav, his width, was Rachav Tzavah Susav, the width of his horses were Abba and Parsi, 40 passes. That's, again, so that's each pass is 3 miles. So 3 miles.
120
width of miles. Sach Machneu.
We need Aaron Yaakov over here, no?
Yeah, we'll see in a minute for more. Masayim, how many people did he have? Masayim v'shishim ribay alpayim. Chasachad. That's 260,000, which is 2,600,000 men. 260,000 is 2,600,000.
Minus one.
Minus one. Chasachad. We'll see what minus one means. But 260,000 is 2.2 billion 600 million.
Yeah, Duma says that it's not literal.
We'll see, right?
2.6 billion.
Is that true? 2,600,000,000. Right.
Yeah,
2.6 billion.
2 billion, right? 600 million.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
The Gemara says, yeah, and that's the truth. I mean, that's the numbers. The calculator works that big.
Yeah.
2,000.
What number do you want? Do you want to know the calculator?
26.
Times 10,000.
260 times 10,000.
Just
so it gets that much?
The article says 2 billion.
Yeah, I know the number.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we're missing a billion.
260 times 1.
No, 260,000. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, 260,000.
Times.
Times 10. Oh, times 10,000.
That's what.
Okay.
That should be.
Yeah.
Point.
Yeah.
No. Error. Okay, fine.
Landscape for that?
Yeah.
Zaktimar, but it's missing one. Now, what does that mean? Zaktimar, boya, baya, chasachad. Does it mean missing one ribuy of 10,000? Yeah. Chasachad, alpha, does it mean missing 1,000? Aichasa mea or 100, aichasa chad, literally one taker. It means each one was mamish exact taker. So Ben Yadah says that this doesn't mean literal, because, I mean, how many people in the world could that be? If they were coming to Yerushalayim.
There's only 7.5 billion people today.
Okay, but we lost who knows what over the years. Yeah.
I think there were much more then. The world is so much bigger now. I mean, there's so many more lands.
Land.
As time goes on.
Right, so this is Ben Yadah says.
They couldn't have fed so many. By the time they brought the food to the beginning of the camp, the other people would have been dead from hunger.
unless it means it's come up.
And a lot of different kitchens.
They have to bring the supply chain. They would be dead from hunger.
Unless it means
that
he conquered the whole world, so he had the whole world.
Yeah,
whole
world. In his stomach, that's what it means.
The whole world was
he was
his
left army. With the whole world. So that's 12,000. That means the whole world was his army.
No, but we're saying here that this is the army that came, no?
To Yerushalayim, it's his last point.
Right, so anything behind him is...
They came,
right.
They left 5 feet. I mean, they left 5 feet.
Basically, most of the army wasn't killed. Because the count was only the princess. Right.
Well, it's different. The numbers are not literally, anyways.
Yeah, okay. Says that's not literally. It means that there's one man that's so strong, he's like worth 1,000 people.
Maybe that's 12,000. That's why it could be 12,000.
Right. Maybe the whole thing is just not literally. It's just to show off the might of the army.
Right. That's what Ben Yehuda says. Tana. Now the Gemara sounds pretty literal. Rishayim avu b'shachi. They went through the Yarden. How'd they go through it? We know by us we had the Kriyas Yam, the Kriyas Yarden. What did they have? So the first people, the horses were swimming, and the people were on top of it. Shenema v'chalav Yehuda, Shata v'ava. That's how they went through it. And Tzayim, now once there were so many people that went by already, so they splashed the water out. So the second people, the middlemen, Avu b'kaima, they were able to walk till the next. That's how high the river was. Shenema atzava yegiu. Achrayim, the last people, when they went by already, Helu Afar Be'aglayim, was already just sand on the feet. There was no water left at all.
The whole
Yarden
dried up.
The whole Yarden dried up. There had no water to drink. They had to bring water from other places.
The Yarden is a river, not a...
Yeah.
Jordan.
Right, so there's always water coming in a river.
But all the men coming.
There was an army of 2 billion. So when they passed through,
up and down
the sides of the river.
I dug and found water. That means that you weren't able to. There was no water to be gotten. In fact, the Gemara. This is the kasher of Mezah was asking. 185,000. They're all dead. What do you mean? There were 2 billion 600 million. These were the chief men. These were the head men, but they were in charge of. See, each guy was probably in charge of a million people more. Can you imagine what type? Yeah.
So this sounds like it's literal.
Yeah, this sounds more literal.
I'm saying, even if you lose 185,000 and 2 billion people.
No, but you know when you lose the head, by Pony. Once his head was chopped off, everyone flying. You can't lose your head. That's why. What do you think? Israel is always killing the heads. Every day they're killing another head.
No officers were left, basically.
Yeah, those heads. What was left of them? Amar Rashi, Dekanami, Raya, Dechsev, Mashman of Rosen. What does it mean? The Mashmin and the Ispu, the Geshmak, the good ones that were killed. Amar Avuna. The two people that were charged. I'm a vino de kanami chziv. Yisach Hashem malach v'yichachet kolgi b'chayil v'nogid v'sah b'machna v'sah v'yove beis alikav nitzi yemei avshami pilu b'chayil. Shema mino. So you see the kolgi b'chayil. Those are the ones that got killed. Tzad Rav Mehikem. What did the malach kill these people with? Sancheiv's army. Blezayim b'yadikem. Not that it makes a difference for us, but we just want to know the emes. B'yadikem. They got killed with hands. Was Mishnah of a Yah Yisrael Yad Agdoila? A Yad Shasido Lefroyim Yisachayev. The Yah Yisrael by Mitzrayim. What's Hayad? It's a Yad. Hayad, the same hand is going to kill the people of Yisachayev. Shua Emma? The Etzbe he come with a finger. Shnema Vayema Chatumim?
A
Pai Etzbe Lekimi? Yisachayev
was a Malach,
and that's the first time Hashem, right? Yeah, Agdoila Hashem. It says, Vayema Chatumim, a Pai Etzbe Lekimi? He etzba shasida. What's etzba lekim? He. What's he? He etzba shasida lepar mizachayev. The same finger is going to be lepar mizachayev. And blaz of neishav yisak liyai ma'amal hakadosh baruch hu legavriel. Maglach natusha is your armor sharpened? Is your knife sharpened? So you see, I'm a fine bunch. I'm natusha. He said it's already sharpened by men. It's changed by reishis. It's already changed by reishis. Nemem nechav is not adu. Ah. Well, let me tell you, Siat Hashmai. Why? Shema Yichai Yaimeh.
Yeah, I saw one or two guys.
Shema Yichai says, no? This is what you're supposed to do with David Shema. No? Oisei HaPerek, that time, Zman B'Shopeya, sorry, we said yesterday that this was the time of Pesach. So B'Shopeya means that it was the time of ripening the pears. Omle Kadosh Baruch Hu LeGavriel. So the Bnei Hashem told Gavriel, "Kshati yaitzel of Asher Peis."
What does that mean? Oh,
so the Bnei Hashem told Gavriel, "When you go out to cook the peis, to ripen the peis, he zakek lam, destroy sancheir." Shenema midei avu yikach itchem ki obayke obayke yavar v'yoyim v'layla v'yirak zoya heven shmur. So now what does this mean? So now we know a malach only does one shlichus at one shlichus. Right, where do we know that from?
Avraham
Avinu. So how did he do two shlichus? He was going and ripening the peiros and killing the anches achayev.
Shemini
Chai says this. How does he say this?
What does it mean ripening the peiros? I'm saying.
No, you want to stand up today.
What does it mean ripening the peiros?
Well, that's the Avrashis Teres of Chumash. That if it's all, it's to save, it's all one thing. It was saving the Yidden and giving them food.
Okay, say a little better. He was burning the peiros and burning the people.
What do you mean burning?
But not if you hit them with the
Vashal Paris, whatever that means.
Yeah, but not if you hit them with the hand. If you hit it with the finger, then it doesn't apply.
What?
If we just said the hand or the finger.
It was a burning from the finger, it wasn't stamp. That's what some Achranim want to say. The Achranim has this kasha.
What did he come to do with the Paris?
The time of the
ripening of the
Paris. We call that Bishop.
Maybe that's not a Tafkid, because that's part of the Teva. Maybe it's not a Tafkid, because it's part of the Teva. Whatever it is, but it happens naturally.
You see, that's when it came out.
There's no Teva, everything has to have a Shlichas.
Right, yeah. Another Teva that Achranim say is that every Malach does one thing that has good in it and bad in it. So the Bishop told him, this time, the Bishop pair should be totally good, and the bad should be the killing of Sancheir's army. There's many truths into this kasha.
But upon him, you have the Mashon's carrots.
Yeah, the what?
He was passing by. Isaac was passing by.
Right,
it
wasn't.
Which one was matter of fact?
Killing 180,000 people?
Or the whole population of the world.
Right, which one was matter of fact?
As long as you get
it was so easy because it was already the sickle was already ready, so it was already sharpened, so it was easy. Why is he passing by?
Shlichus of Bishop Paris. Every time something's going, the malach.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what happens.
Every leaf has a malach.
You have a malach.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
But isn't that like the?
Nothing's just.
Talking about whether klalos or not, protest.
But it's all because the malach's telling it to go. Some say that Gavriel, if you Gemara Brachas of Dalit says Gavriel makes two jumps over the world. The Malachim could jump either one jump or two jumps. So first jump was like this, the second jump was like that. Okay. What's the Shemei Chai? Different than every other Tana, because every other Tana, see, this is what I'm at. This every other Tana was every other Tana had Nistip. Everyone was Nistip. Nim in the Torah. But they were Megalit. They covered it over. That's Nigla. Right? Reb Shimon Chai was Kulei Pnim.
Meaning? He basically divorced himself from the world.
It was Kulei Pnim. Everything was Kedusha. There was nothing. When we read a Gemara, so it's all covered over. Really, the whole Gemara is Pnim. We just don't see it. Reb Tzadik saw the Pnim in the Torah. You learn Reb Tzadik, then you see the Pnim in the Torah, the Gemara. The way he learns up a Gemara is way different than you're learning it up. It's the same Gemara. But even Bavli, even the Tanoim, when they were writing it, someone was saying a Rebbe, one of the big Rebbes, I'm not talking about today, I'm talking about way back, so he wanted to write a Pirish of Kabbalah in the Gemara. I want to explain.
It would contradict everything we know.
No, to explain, no, that means Rashi, and then it should be Kabbalah. Then after he did it so many times, he saw that Rashi is good for the Kabbalah of the Gemara. We just don't know it. It means Rashi had the whole Pnim of the Gemara also. Oh yeah? This is what matters. What? It's impossible to know what that means because we're so low, but when you learn a tzaddik and you see him explaining a Gemara and it's like, whoa, it's like coming from where? he was so big to understand what he, that, I mean, Reb Shimon was Kulei Pnim.
The Gemara says Toshma from being a Raya. Zer says Tochazi.
Yeah. Right.
Because in the Gemara, we're only hearing things. It's like from the other side of the wall. You're kind of getting, when you're learning Torah's Nistar, you see things.
It's the Pnim is the Pnim is Atay. Okay, anyways, we're not holding there. I don't know if we'll ever be holding there, but I'll upon him. So what are we saying here? We're talking about Shimon, so we're going to that. Okay, fine. What does it have to do with Pnim? Nothing. Shimon always spoke Pnim. Okay. What about Vaita? How did that? I'm a Papa.
What
Once you go, agav uchach, once you're on the road, this is what Mezra was saying before, once you're on the road, the baal the bavach ishtama, to your enemy, give him asra, skir. It means it was like an agav digger thing. That the Gavriel came, and once he was ready, bimbash apes, wipe out sachayr.
That's not the terrorist to the kasha, because before,
Yeah. Some say, how the sachayr killed them, b'choytman nashav ben, with his nose, he blew in them. Umeis v'shenema, the gam nashav b'hami v'yaveshim. B'yemim v'abba oma, k'fayim sipik lem, he slapped his hands, umeis v'shenema v'gam ani, eke kape al kape, v'ani chaysi chamosi, and from that I left go of my chayma. Yitzhak nafcha oma, az nayim gilo lehem. V'shamu shira, he gave them good ears, and they heard shira mipi chayis, chayis ha-kaydish. So much kedusha, umeis, and they died. Shnemer imascha, Nafutsu Gayim. From Yerayim is the Gayim, Nafutsu Gayim. The Kaman is Taiman.
So why did it sound like a school? That was there for sure.
Yeah, but not on such a Madrigas.
It was such a Madrigas. Such a Madrigas, not such a school. The Kaman is Taiman. How much were left over? Rava Masar. 10 people. Shanema, Vishar Eitz Yaru, Mispar Yiyu, Vinaa Yichseven. A Naya could write it. Kamanaya Yachali Kasiv, how much could a Naya write? Asar. Why? Because he takes out ink, let's say, and he puts his finger down. He doesn't have to write the etzim. He puts his finger down and it comes out a dot. A dot's a yud. That's Asar.
I don't understand this.
Is this
source of what we said
before? Oh. See, I
try to know. Why?
Before we said that only
because the yud is the smallest letter.
No, he's asking.
The heads.
We said only 185 people.
Only killed the heads, 185,000. All the buildings are over there.
No, maybe of the 185,000, 10 were left.
Who said any were left?
It says Kulam Kaim.
The rest of the army.
No, so the rest of the army was billions of people.
So they also got killed.
We just said not. So, that's a pashta shayla. So some say that Anachanami, this is all arguing on that. Now, because it wasn't clear over there that. And some say like who was saying, Kulam is Rubam Kekulam. These were from the 185, these people were also killed, were also not killed. I will see more. And it's even the 185,000, you were left
some
with
stayed
this.
Behind.
Right. Ten men stayed behind. Shmuel Amatisha, 9 stayed behind. Shnev v'nishar b'alelis, Kenoikev Zayas, left over there is Kenoikev Zayas, which is Shnayim Mishleisha, or Gagayim b'resh Amir, above the Chamisha, or 4 or 5. This is Ifa on the end. So now, 4 plus 5, you go 4 and 5 is 9. Shumalevi Amar Abba Asa, 14. Shanema, because in the same passage it says Shnayim Shleisha, and Abba V'chamisha, 2 plus 3 is 5. Abba V'chamisha is 9, so that's 14. And Bechon Amar Chamisha, it was only 5 people left over. Sancheiriv, see, you see, it's also that from the head men, 5 people. Ushnei Banu, Nevuchad Netzah, and Nevuchad Netzah is 2 words. Not always.
Right.
Nevuz Radan, also 2 words. And how would you read that in 2 words?
Nevuz Radan.
No. The Resh is in the first part.
Right. Nevuz Radan.
Oh, Nevuz Radan, right. Okay. So now how do you know these 5 people? It's like Gemara, Nevuz Radan, Gemara. Right? People, how do you say, everyone says Basya. Her name's not Basya, her name's Bisya. If you would say Bisya, people think you're crazy.
Yeah, I tried it one time,
oh, yeah?
Everyone yelled at me, so I didn't want
to. Why? You say Bissia? You
no,
tell your kids Bissia?
No, but it's a mistake.
Basi's a mistake. Yeah.
I have a granddaughter, and I can't call her Bissia.
Yeah, when people call you Shapsi.
No, I tell them usually. You tell them. Because there's 2 places in that has a name, and Shapsi both times.
Yeah. So Nevuz,
so why do we know the mice has one?
Because some places it says one. Here, there's Gemara saying this too. Nevuza Adon is Gemara. That comes from, that we just have, that he was left over. How do we know that? That's from a Gemara. Ishmi Piyish. Nevuchad Netzah. Dechsev, we learned this already, by Chanani Mishal Vazai, when they were thrown into the fire, and he said there was a 4th person there. He looks like an angel. Where did he know this from? If you never saw it, where did he know it from? So where did he see it? Over here, when the Malach killed him, this is where he saw it. So he saw what a malach looks like, so now I was able to say that I see this malach in the fire. Sachei v'shnei banav, how do you know they were left over? T'chsiv ha'yi hu mishtach ha'beis nisrech aleihav, when he was bowing down, there's basically about the malach v'shar etza banav, his two children, he kar b'chalav killed them. So his two children killed Sachei. So this is afterwards, you see, he was left over with his two children. Maybe we should stop here. Here's the whole Hemshech and Gemara, how he got killed. How, where they kill him with his Naveh Saveh Dezar, his two children killed him.